store, browse, and place your order today. That's conservative.edu and scroll to bookstore. Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day, with the goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on three regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is also heard on these three stations in Jacksonville, Florida, St. Augustine, Florida, and Brunswick, Georgia. Now there's a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. Your help is needed to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is crucial to take the next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com or to send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258, Attention Radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about an issue today that I believe every Christian, every conservative, every patriot, every preacher that's listening to me needs to understand. Will the Antichrist use artificial intelligence? Today we have artificial intelligence that is growing exponentially, and it's in our hands. It's called the cell telephone. We can make telephone calls, text messages. We can speak into that cell telephone and ask questions and get answers. That is not magical. That is not mythological facts. It is truth today, and it's done by artificial intelligence. I'm looking at a headline on an article, The Dangers of Artificial Intelligence. Automated decision-making may produce skewed results that replicate and amplify existing biases. A potential danger, then, is when the public accepts a artificial intelligence-derived conclusions as being certainties. This detrimental approach to artificial intelligence decision-making can leave dire implications in both criminal and healthcare settings. AI-driven approaches like PredPol software, originally developed by the Los Angeles Police Department and UCLA, that purports to help protect 1 in 33 U.S. citizens, predict when, where, and how crimes will appear. Image generation called GAN, GANs, can be used to perform other tasks like translating low-resolution images or faces in high-resolution images and faces. Ladies and gentlemen, the artificial intelligence that's spoken of in part here in this article that was being used by the Los Angeles Police Department to determine, they could plug in a certain amount of information, characteristics, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And supposedly that program would say, this is the hot spot, this is the block, this is the square block, this is the 10-block area of the city where is the highest possibility of crime taking place. But then, according to the article, as you read further into it, the information plugged in, the information given to artificial intelligence, then does the calculation, does the speculation, and spits out the information that in some cases can be 100% incorrect, but if followed, believing that it is correct, can have detrimental implications and end results. That's the danger, according to that which I have researched on the subject of artificial intelligence. But today, ladies and gentlemen, you can simply say, as I said a moment ago, Siri, turn my lights on, turn my lights out, open the door, etc., etc. Many, ladies and gentlemen, of the security systems today that has the voice-activated system and the video system, it is artificial intelligence. Yes, it is good. Yes, it helps. Yes, it is beneficial. And everything that's ever been created, we have bought into it as being that which is beneficial, that can save lives, that can benefit and enhance our life and living. Artificial intelligence, ladies and gentlemen, is being used today many times in many forms. But one of the major ones that I touch on at this juncture is facial recognition. Did you realize, and I touched on it earlier before the news break, did you realize that in China, artificial intelligence is used to listen to track, to follow, to trace, and to identify every human being that walks on any street, any roadway, any sidewalk, any alley in the nation of China? And they have the social score, social credit score, that if you're a good person, if you don't jaywalk, if you do not get tickets, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, you'll build up your score. You'll be able to travel. You'll be able to buy and sell. You'll be able to buy a car. You'll be able to go to school, go to college, university, et cetera, et cetera. But if you don't, then you are hampered, and in the nation of China, you'll not be able to buy, sell, trade, move, or travel because you have not followed the guidelines of being submissive to artificial intelligence that's tracing and following. Did you realize today that Tesla, yes, Elon Musk, Tesla, with the self-driving vehicles, not just Tesla, but there are a number of others that's been created and developed, the automated vehicles that's being utilized on streets, the Tesla and other brands of automated vehicles, they're using advanced artificial intelligence. Now, can you picture a world, a nation, a society, a city where that is taking place? Right here in our city, this present mayor is on the pushing on the fast track, developing a certain limited number of blocks of automated transportation where there will be no conductor on board, no driver on board, simply get on a vehicle and it scoots down the rails that it will be mounted on to take you where your destination would be. All automated. That is artificial intelligence. That is the automation that is being put in place. Many appliances today. Did you know that you, with many appliances, you can turn your oven on, you can turn your radio, your television on, just by speaking into a handheld device? That's artificial intelligence. Did you realize you could tell your some of the newer television sets, you can tell them you want sports channels, you want the news channels, et cetera, and it finds it for you. Many of the appliances today are integrated with artificial intelligence. And may I say, ladies and gentlemen, it is looked at as being something to embrace, looked at as something that is being helpful for society, and it is, but it can have super, super, super dangers in the future. Artificial intelligence can produce facial recognition, and the danger of that is getting greater and greater. I'm looking at an article. It says the 15 biggest risks of artificial intelligence. As the world witnesses unprecedented growth in artificial intelligence, it's essential to consider the potential risk and challenges associated with their widespread adoption. From jobs displacement to security and privacy concerns, AI's legal, ethical, and social societal implications are very real. Artificial intelligence often collects and analyzes large amounts of personal data, raising issues related to the data privacy and security. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, when you set up an app on your cell telephone or on your PC, and you have to give name, address, telephone number, social security number, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, it's building a database. Where's that going? It's going into the artificial intelligence collective system that's on a global basis that one day, very, very soon, when the church is raptured out, the Antichrist, the man of sin, the lawless one, as the Bible calls him, will step on the scene, and every bit of that will be in the databases that we call artificial intelligence even today. I'm looking at an article that says, instilling moral and ethical values in AI system, especially in decision-making context with significant consequences, presents a considerable challenge and danger. As AI, artificial intelligence, becomes increasingly sophisticated, the security risk associated with their use and potential for misuse also increase exponentially. Hackers and malicious actors can harness the power of artificial intelligence to develop more advanced cyber attacks, bypass security measures, and exploit the vulnerabilities of its own system. Ladies and gentlemen, recently I watched on television news just last evening. I don't remember the names of the case, but a man had been killed. And in the court case trying the killer, the shooter, the murderer, the family was allowed by the courts to present on the screen a video of the loved one that had been killed. And this was done posthumously after his death. They had taken his image and by artificial intelligence had the loved one that's dead that's speaking as though he's alive in that murder case where the loved one speaks to the killer and says, in other circumstances, we could have been friends. I am so sorry that you chose to kill me, but I want you to know I forgive you. I do not hold it against you, etc. The lips moving, the eyes moving, the artificial intelligence recreated from video footage and or from an image of that individual, and he's saying that in the court cases, in the court case. Ladies and gentlemen, we're on the risk with high risk, security risk. I'm reading further in this article. The rise of artificial intelligence-driven automotive weaponry also raises concerns about the dangers of rogue states or nation states that will come on the scenes and that will have major problems in the future. This article reads, when we consider the potential of loss of human control in critical decision-making processes. Ladies and gentlemen, there was another news article that was recently on the news. It was just touched on by Fox News, and I don't know if other news media carried it, where it showed a inside of a building where automation was being used to put together some kind of equipment or build car. I don't know what. It was industrial setting. And the individual, the human beings, that were given instructions to the robot with artificial intelligence, the artificial intelligence robot appeared to get angry and started slinging things at the human that was given directions. Now you say, that's all mythology. That's all set up to look as though it can happen. Ladies and gentlemen, it not only can happen, it did happen, it is happening. I'm looking at this headline, this article. The risk of artificial intelligence development being dominated by a small number of large corporations and governments could exacerbate inequality in the world. Over-reliance on artificial intelligence systems may lead to the loss of creativity, critical thinking, skills, and human initiative, and or even human controls. Ladies and gentlemen, I believe we need to understand the dangers of artificial intelligence. And I'm looking at a massive article. I'll touch on that, and then we'll look at the text in relationship to the Antichrist and where he fits into the picture of what we're talking about today. Perhaps, let's see, let me set the stage. Perhaps you recall the sci-fi action movie that James Cameron directed called The Terminator back in 1984. It was a fiction in the 1984, but today its operational ability could be very devastating to humanity in relationship to what it could do and may do. In fact, I'm looking at a summarization of that movie. It says, The Terminator, 1984, is a sci-fi action film directed by James Cameron. It followed a relentless cyborg assassination. The Terminator, played by Arnold Schwarzenegger, who is set back in time from a dystopian future to eliminate Sarah Connor. Sarah's unborn son, John Connor, is destined to lead humanity in war against Skynet, an artificial intelligence that has taken over the world. Sometimes in the future, this article reads, the government gets the idea that it would be strategically beneficial for the military to develop AI to replace humans in combat. They developed Skynet and replaced human pilots with the AI program. On the day its operational task, Skynet became self-aware, listen to that term, self-aware, and began to do things on its own. In panic, the humans tried to pull the plug. Skynet interprets this as an act of war on it and other nuclear strikes against Russia. Russia responds, wiping out a good portion of all of humanity. Skynet then takes over the production facilities of the AI prototype weapons factory and develops them into famous human-like, nearly indestructible killing machines. New supercomputers, this article says, could happen this way. New supercomputers' capability of trillions of calculations per second certainly have the potential of housing and running something like Skynet that was in the sci-fi movie of 1984. The new autonomous cars, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Ladies and gentlemen, in 1984, it was a sci-fi movie. Today, it's really taking place. Today, the capabilities are just as was found in that Skynet movie. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to understand what is on the horizon before us with artificial intelligence. Look at another headline, 14 dangers of artificial intelligence. As AI grows more sophisticated and widespread, the voices of warnings after warnings after warnings against the potential dangers of artificial intelligence grows. These things can get more intelligent than us and could decide to take over, and we need to worry now about how we can prevent it from happening. The individual said, he's known as the godfather of AI, for his foundational work in the machine learning and the neural network algorithm. In 2023, this person said he left his position at Google so that he could talk about the dangers of artificial intelligence, noting a part of him that now regrets his life's work of the development of artificial intelligence. This article further says Tesla and SpaceX founder Elon Musk, along with over 1,000 other tech leaders, urged in 2023 in an open letter to put a pause on AI experiments, citing that the technology can pose profound risk to all of society and all of humanity, whether it's the increasing automation of certain jobs, gender and racially based algorithms, or autonomous weapons that operate without human oversight or human acknowledgement. Ladies and gentlemen, the question boils down to this very serious issue. The question is this: can AI really control humanity? Is it possible that AI will be used by the Antichrist? Ladies and gentlemen, Elon Musk has developed something that I think we need to bring into the equation. He's called the Neuralink. The Neuralink. It is a chip. Let me just read you a brief article, a portion of a major article. The Neuralink chip is a brain-computer interface, BCI, developed by Neuralink, a company founded by Elon Musk. It's a coin-sized implant surgically placed under the skull that connects to the brain via a thin thread containing thousands and thousands of tiny electrodes. The chip records and transmits neural signals, enabling users to control external devices with just simply a thought. Did you understand what I just said? And the Neuralink chip, and there's, I think, 3, 4, 5, or 6 that have had that take place, that's the human subjects in checking out and developing the Neuralink, where that chip in the brain, the individual with that Neuralink chip, can simply think and control computers and other devices by simply thinking it. Listen, there's major, massive articles in relationship to what China is doing today with its military forces, where the military forces in China are having a chip put in the brain so they feel no pain. They have no fear. They simply move forward until death in a war scenario. This article states about the Neuralink chip. A surgical robot precisely places the chip and connecting threads into the brain, specifically targeting areas related to all movement. The threads containing electrodes record neural activity, essentially listening to the brain's electrical signals. The recorded neural signals are transmitted wirelessly to a device like a computer, a smartphone, or other things of that nature, helping individuals with paralysis and to control external devices or remain in other different areas of function, creating direct communication between the brain and a computer or other devices. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know if that causes you to think and to wonder when we see what is said in Revelation chapter 13. Revelation chapter 13, verse 1 through 18, is dealing with the Antichrist when he steps on the scene. And the scripture says, in verse 13 and following, and let's back up to verse 12. And he exercises all the power of the first beast. That's the false prophet that comes forward that carries out the work of being the right-hand man, if you please, of the Antichrist. And by the way, in the scripture, the Antichrist is called the man of sin, the son of perdition, the wicked one, the lawless one, the little horn of Daniel 7-8, the beast, the dragon, that old serpent, the devil, Satan, and the Antichrist. Those are the names that's given to the Antichrist. And in this text, in verse 12 of chapter 13, and he exerciseth all the power of the first beast before him, and causeth the earth and them that dwell therein to worship the first beast. That's talking about the Antichrist. The false prophet will cause the whole world to worship the Antichrist, whose deadly wound was healed. You back up to verse 1, 2, and 3 in chapter 13, and you find that the Antichrist at that point steps on the scene. He is slain by a mortal wound, and the false prophet will raise him from the dead, and the whole world will wonder, that is to be amazed at him and follow after him, and basically ask the question, according to chapter 13, verse 3, 4, and 5, who is able to war with him? In other words, the world will look at the Antichrist that's been able to be raised from the dead by the miracle power of demons and Satan working through the false prophet, and the world will say, who is able to larger or taller or bigger or badder, if you use that term, than the Antichrist? And the scripture says in verse 13, he doeth great wonders so that he maketh fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men. He deceiveth them that dwell on the earth by the means of those miracles which he had power to do in the sight of the beast, saying to them that dwell on the earth that they should make an image, keep that in mind, to the beast which had the wound, he wounded by a sword and did live. And he had power to give life unto the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak, hear me, and cause that as many as would not worship the image of the beast should be killed. And he causeth all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, receive a mark in their right hand or in their forehead, that no man might buy, sell, that he had, unless he had the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. And it goes into verse 18, the 666. We don't have time to get into that, but simply put, here's the picture. The Antichrist steps on the scene, and the chronology of that will be immediately following the rapture of the church, which is the next thing on the calendar of God. There are no signs, no other things to be fulfilled before the rapture of the church can take place. The man of sin, the lawless one, the Antichrist steps on the scene. He'll be able to perform signs, miracles, and wonders. In Daniel chapter 8, verse 23, 24, and 25, I read a little earlier in the broadcast, the Antichrist will be able to understand dark sayings. That is, he will know things that human minds cannot know, cannot understand. And it is a danger that we need to recognize that is on the horizon before us, ladies and gentlemen. It no longer is sci-fi. And may I say to you, there's a growing fear that AI will replace many, if not most, of the human workers, the jobs. Even today, AI is the major component in the manufacturing of cars and appliances and cell phones. Even many surgical procedures are done today by AI. But ladies and gentlemen, we're developing the tools that the Antichrist will be able to use. Listen, when the scripture talks about the image, what is it talking about? Let me read it again for you. And he had power to give life unto the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause as many as would not worship the image of the beast should be killed. What is an image? You take a picture of me, that's my image. You put me on television, I have a video footage, that's an image. At the point in time when the Antichrist steps on the scene, it is my most humble opinion, through artificial intelligence, he will be able to present himself on a global, international, worldwide basis, and people will see him every place, every time they pick up the handheld device, every television, every video footage reel, every mechanism that's been developed and being developed today. The Antichrist will be seen as though he is ever-present. He will look as though he's omnipotent, omniscient, and omnipresent. Listen very carefully. Everything that God has ever done, Satan has always wanted to duplicate, replicate, and imitate. you find in the Isaiah text, where I believe it's the 14th chapter, where Lucifer is kicked out of heaven because he wants to usurp authority over God. He says, I will, I will, I will, I will, I will, five times, wanting to exert his will over the will of God. He's kicked out of heaven and becomes Satan that is rampant in the world today. And Satan and the demons that followed him, the fallen angels, one-third of the angelic host, followed Satan, became the demons in the world today. And as a result of that, ladies and gentlemen, there's a mindset somehow, some way, through Satan, that he wants to control the minds, the hearts, and the lives of every human being. And he will have a heyday when the church is raptured out. Now, I'm looking at an article that says, ask the question, could the Antichrist be artificial intelligence instead of a real person? Now listen carefully. I'm going to read just a paragraph or two. Most people likely consider artificial intelligence as relatively harmless, maybe even creepy or worse, and at best perhaps helpful in medical and technological advances. But how many would connect the dots between AI and the arrival of the Antichrist? For example, can a computer tell you when you're going to die? Fox News talked about that. A quarter of Europeans prefer AI government. European technology and insights produce that. Brain implants on the way to revolutionize AI for humans. Creepy AI will reportedly spot shoplifters before they steal. Neuroscientists researching brain chips to make people super intelligent, according to a report on CBS. This writer says, we now live in an era where, for the first time, the possibility exists of an AI Antichrist, a human computer hybrid that will demand to be worshipped. This question is being asked, have you ever wondered if it's okay to have Alexa, Siri, and other forms of AI in your home? What does it do? What does it open up? What are the potentialities? Ladies and gentlemen, I believe that we're living on the very cusp of the final days, the last of the last days that God's Word speaks about. We need to be aware of what is happening. We need to be aware of the data, the information that's being fed into the supercomputers that we now call AI, artificial intelligence. Because there's a day coming, listen, there's a day coming when every human being on the face of the globe that said yes to Jesus Christ as Savior and as Lord will be suddenly seen, snatched out, raptured out of this old world. And those that are left behind will face the irony, the ire of the Antichrist, and will be persecuted, prosecuted, where they will not be able to buy, sell, trade, live in a home, or have food to eat without taking the mark on the back of the hand, on the forehead. That is the identification, ladies and gentlemen, in a nutshell, of artificial intelligence in the hands of demonically controlled individuals on the face of the globe. I pray that you say yes to Jesus before it's too late. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida. Located 1 mile south of I-295, FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 10, for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You're invited to worship with First Conservative Baptist Church. A reminder, CTU is now enrolling students for next semester. Ask about first semester scholarships. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE. Tune in tonight at 11 for a replay of today's Let's Face the Issues broadcast on WBOB AM 600 and 101.1 FM.
Bibles for the World presents Learn the Bible.